When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello, everyone. My name is Olga Koch, and this is my best friend, Charlie Dinkin.
I am Charlie Dinkin, and this is Family Jewels, the podcast.
Today, we are joined by...
Wait for it.
No.
The person who Chortle.com
yes.
recently referred to as quietly becoming one of the UK's smartest, most vital stand-ups. Not my words, the words of... It's not Steve Bennett, is it?
No,
Chortle.com in general. Oh, you know, from Tim. Yeah.
I just have so many questions about what is it that's happening quietly? Is it that you're becoming smarter quietly? Are you like that meme of the girl who finds a book on the floor?
Anyway, it's Milo Edwards. That's we should say who it is.
No, I dropped the stack of books and then behind it, it's like a Playboy or whatever.
Thank you for coming on the show.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Okay, Milo, can we hear the story of how your parents met?
Well, this is actually kind of a good one.
Please.
My parents met at the bank.
What? Were they both married at this time?
So my dad was, well, so they, my parents met like a long time before they got together.
Okay.
So my mum used to, my dad ran a business and my mum used to manage his foreign currency accounts.
Okay. It's a tale as old as time.
We all that boy meets girl stuff at the bank. She was a banker. He was a fashion design and supply manager.
He was doing a lot of foreign currency work. He was in there a lot.
Exactly. Yeah. And nothing turns women on like the South African rand. So.
It's true.
I don't think he dealt in the South African rand, but it was the funniest currency I could think of off the top of my head. At some point during these years, he got divorced and my mum got pregnant with my sister and had to leave the bank. And basically, shortly after my sister was born, her husband left her. And then my dad sort of like was like, where's the woman from the bank gone? And then
what?
They were like, oh, she left. And then my dad was like, oh, well, if she wants a job, let me know.
But was he actually offering her a job? Or was he like, I want to hang out with this hot lady?
I don't know.
Here's an excuse.
He remembered the woman from the bank over the period in which she had a baby. And then he was like, I remember this chick and I got to have her work at my... Okay, I love it.
So they've already interacted.
They know each other.
So then she comes to work for my dad in maybe 1979 or something.
Okay.
And then they got married in 1981.
Aww.
So, yeah.
Okay, so they meet at the bank. They interact a bit. She gets pregnant, leaves. He misses her.
Yeah.
And creates a situation in which
he can
hire
her. You know when
you
go to the bank and you miss the lady you used to
yeah.
have?
Yeah.
When they take away that one paying in machine that you're used to, and you're like,
where did she go?
Wait, that's who? Can you cast your parents for us in a biopic?
Yeah.
Who are we visualizing? Who's playing them?
Who would play my dad? Well, my dad looks a lot like me.
Okay, so you're playing
especially,
your own dad.
Especially
you're
young me.
Nepo well, casting.
That's the best visual reference for what my dad looks like. Like, I could try and pick someone famous who looks like my dad, but it's easier to picture me, the person you're
okay, you, at. But play your dad.
My mom.
And then which bank hottie is playing your mom?
Who does my mom look like?
Who are you having dazzling chemistry with who's playing your mom in a situation you've now created?
I'm really having a blank here. My mom... I'm thinking, like, my mom young. She's kind of very, like, round-faced, kind of, like, cherubic looking.
Florence Pugh?
Yeah, maybe, but my mom was, like, more, like, dark. Like
Florence Pugh with dyed hair.
Imagine, like, a midpoint between, like, Florence Pugh and, like, Olivia Colman.
Oh. Charlie Dinkin.
It's me.
It's me. So it's me and you.
Who do I have to sleep with to play your mom around here? Okay, that's
okay,
who we're
so
visualizing
this is,
them.
This is it.
They're at the bank. Perfect. Okay, love that. Then quite a long time after they got married till they had you.
Yeah. And apparently, well, I actually do have probably documentary evidence of this because my mum has all of these like letters that my father wrote because he used to just go and spend like weeks at a time in Hong Kong. And despite it being like, you know, 1980 something and not like 1930 something, they used to write each other letters. And so apparently there's like years of letters where he's like, I think we should have a kid. And my mom was like, no. And then so it took him approximately 12 years to wear her down. And that's why I'm a baby millennial and not an older millennial. I'm not one of those guys, you know, remembering like lolcats.
Do you feel out of place though? Like maybe it should have been then. Like maybe you could have been the king
maybe,
of the elder millennials.
I mean, imagine if I had been trying to become a stand-up comedian in like, you know, 2005.
Yeah, you wouldn't be sitting here right now. You'd have DVD money. So
that's all right.
Okay, what I'm hearing from the handwritten letters is that they were madly in love.
Yeah.
Do you feel like your parents were in love?
Oh, yeah, sickeningly so. Oh. Yeah, my parents were very, like, they barely ever even argued. They were, like, real, like, it was real annoying as a teenager because they were just lockstep on everything. You couldn't really get anything past
We keep
them.
Having guests who are like, yeah, my parents were in love, lame. You have no idea how beautiful that is. Like, Catherine Bohart was like, ugh, it's fucking annoying how much they love each other.
No, it is nice, but it's also a comedy podcast.
Yeah, but
both
we
my
really...
parents are dead.
Yeah, fine. At what point did you see these letters?
I haven't read many of them. I just know that they exist. Because my mum, after my dad died, my mum got very into like rereading them. In a way where I was like, how healthy. Like, that's cute, but also maybe not every night. You know, like...
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's so beautiful. But also, I feel like, would you read them? Because I feel like... Initially, you're like, oh, this is interesting. But then it's like, this is so, such an invasion of privacy.
Yes, obviously I would read everything. Look, I live in a diary reading family to the point where I couldn't even keep a diary. My dad, my mom, and my brother all feel that
snatching
reading
out of your
other
hand while you're still writing it.
It's completely fair game. Completely fair game. To the point where my dad burnt on a bonfire one of his diaries because he was so sick of my mom looking at it. He like lit a fire and threw his teenage diary into a fire because he was like, this chick will not stop looking at my most embarrassing memories. So you cannot write anything down in my household.
What a bizarre characteristic for your whole family to share that they love reading each other's diaries.
All of them think it's allowed, except me. I've never done it.
I don't know of any family where everybody keeps one. So the idea that you're obsessed with both documenting.
Yeah, that's strange enough. Just being a family where everyone keeps a diary is baffling. But yeah,
it's crazy. I found one in my mom's desk that I'd. I think I only ever wrote like 2 or 3 days of any diary, and then I would give up. And also, I'd be like, someone's read this now. So what's the point? But I found one literally in my mum's desk from when I was like 11 or 12, where I am talking about being quite badly bullied in like 3 pages, and then I've not written anything else. It like stops mid-sentence.
Oh no.
But I was like, oh, she obviously just read it and kept it. Like, cool.
Yeah,
great.
You couldn't keep it because she took it away.
Anyway, I think in life, not okay. In death, truly whatever. Fair game. What does it matter? You can read people's private stuff.
And Frank's diary is a bestseller, you know?
Would you do that thing where you, like, confess to a bunch of crimes you didn't do just for fun? Or, like, say,
I'm the Zodiac killer.
Yeah, I am the Zodiac killer. Yeah. I buried a bunch of treasure.
Just to cause some chaos?
In the Declaration of Independence. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the plot of National Treasure is actually true.
Oh my God, say you buried the millions. Yeah, send your kids...
Mm. On a scavenger hunt to find themselves.
That's
actually quite fun, because my brother is convinced that my father had a bunch of like money hidden away in Hong Kong somewhere. And my dad always used to say, I wish you'd tell me where it is. But I think that would actually be pretty fun. Forge a letter from my father saying that like a fucking secret.
And send it to all three of your siblings and then watch. And then just watch. All
right, that's funny. I like that.
Yeah, send him a little GoPro and a letter. Yeah. And then just watch.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that'll be the movie Rat Race.
I think fair play, but I don't know. You're in a my parents are not dead, so I'm not. No offense.
By the way,
By the way,
my parents are alive. I just thought I'd just.
I haven't got
that
yet, so I don't know the actual moral choice I would make. But have you felt maybe you want to give them some privacy for their actual lives?
I don't know. I haven't really made a decision to read them or not to read them. I've just not. But considered it, I guess. They're somewhere. My whole house is basically exactly as it was when my mum died, for no other reason than I'm busy.
Yeah, fine.
But I'm just okay. Well, we'll just
at some
we'll
point
just leave that.
Yeah.
But it is sort of strange sometimes. You're like, ooh, spooky.
Yeah. Someone's. Yeah.
Yeah. Just knocking
but
around.
But admin on admin, I think. Kick it down the road.
Yeah, I think so. I'm sort of, I do, every time I go home, I do one thing.
Yeah, fine. You'll get there in the next 30
years.
This
time I fixed the landline phone because BT broke my landline phone.
What are you using your landline phone for?
Mainly the intercom from the front gate connects.
Okay, so it does have a function.
Yeah.
Okay.
Other than that, my nan calls it sometimes. Do we want that? I'm not sure. Was it maybe good in that respect when the landline phone didn't work?
Yeah, so fine.
Are your grandparents still around?
My nan is. She is 96.
Mom's mom?
96. Yeah. And she has a memory that lasts approximately 9 minutes.
All right.
Which is funny because she has the kind of dementia where it's not it's not particularly sad because she remembers things in general. Like she knows who you are. She's not
great.
What the fuck is going on?
Right.
But she just she thinks she saw you earlier today. She has no memory of what's going on. She will ask you if you want a cup of tea 9,000 times. And because I don't drink tea. Because if you've got a cup of tea, she will kind of clock that and realize that she's made you one. But if you've not got a cup of tea, that will just bother her.
Yeah. Okay, so the strategy is
to
have one.
Well, yeah, except I don't like tea. So maybe I should have a decoy cup of tea. So it seems
we'll make you one with glue and paint.
Yeah.
That's just you could tip it upside down, nothing happens. You could just hold it.
Oh, yeah, that
we'll
would be good.
Tea.
Just print one out.
Cardboard tea. Yeah, that's nice.
Where is she?
She is round the corner from my parents' house, a 5-minute drive. I was there on Sunday with my girlfriend.
Very good.
It gets pretty crazy around there.
Did you ever know any other grandparents?
Yeah, my grandfather was alive until I was 21.
Her husband.
Yeah, her husband, yeah. They hated each other.
Okay.
This is a fun story.
Please. Please.
So both of my maternal grandparents, they got married in after the war, I guess. But they kind of knew each other before the war. And then they...
The War on Terror.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, 2002. My grandparents get married. Basically... and they just kind of more or less hated each other from the off. I can't... this is so British and so of its time, but I cannot imagine two people less compatible than my grandparents. My grandfather... Quiet, studious, books, plays the piano, likes classical music. My grandmother,
nerd.
Loud, likes yelling, dancing on tables, saying embarrassing and tactless things. they are
But how do these people decide to kick it off? Is it look, you meet someone, you fancy them, you're you get married when you fancy someone.
Okay, I need to explain something to you.
Please.
Europe post-World War II, there are no men.
Yeah. That's
there
true, you just have
no
to lock one
men.
Down.
My grandmother's dad had four women on the go at any given point. And he was the most sauceless man you'll ever meet.
He was the Subway that's just toasted bread.
Honestly, you as a woman would be like, huh? You would just be excited that there was a
that
man who
true.
Was alive.
What a great time. The pickup artist Reddit guys would have had no truck. in the 1940s.
Yeah, any pickup line, any line is a pickup line.
Hello.
The pickup line is the guy in front of me was shot and I picked up the rifle as instructed by my commanding officer.
But then he had choices. So why did he choose her? He was like, she's vivacious. And then he was like, oh no, she's actually very...
Maybe, it also sounds like she made the decision for him.
That's true.
Yeah, that is also quite possible. Well, yeah, so she used to like... he was like very good at playing the piano, but he also hated playing it for people because the type of man he was. And okay. She would like bully him into playing the piano for people.
I know that you're painting her to be some sort of terror, but I'm like, I see myself in her.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
I literally did that to my ex. Encouraging him.
Yeah, you really tried to bully someone into playing the piano.
And now he wrote a sting for her podcast. He did.
My grandma is very nice. She's just like also a nightmare. And this is like this is her vibe. And whereas my grandfather's probably actually more of a difficult person, but much more like reserved.
Right.
And anyway, so they both had like long running multiple affairs. And it kind of, the way it worked in my family was you got to find out about this when you were about 15, 16. When people
so it's
were
like the talk.
You know, grandma's friend. That's, they're not friends.
Wait, so like, that was how prominent they were?
Yeah. Like we knew.
Wait, so they were in the affair. The affair was ongoing.
My grandfather was having an affair with a woman called Hilda for like as long as I can remember. Which the name of a woman your grandpa is fucking, Hilda. I mean, come on.
Your grandparents were Polly. What I'm hearing.
Yeah, well, they were polyamorous, except they weren't fucking each other.
Like, so these other people had been around. They were just like people your grandparents knew. When you were a child, you like know your grandparents, people they knew. And then suddenly when you were a teenager, someone was like, just FYI, those two banging.
And Hilda is getting dicked down.
Banging. Yeah.
My elder sister found out about Hilda first as she came back from university in the States. And my grandfather used to like have a vegetable patch at the bottom of our garden. My parents used to have a house with a huge garden somewhere else. And he used to come around and like grow it. And so she'd come home from the States. My parents weren't there for some reason. She'd gone down the garden to get something. And then he was there and Hilda like hid in the shed. but she'd seen this happen and she was like, is she going to come out or...
Wait, they were just down in the vegetable patch getting it on?
Yeah. I mean, I imagine they probably weren't getting it on, but who knows?
Hilda just hit. Hilda.
Hilda in the chair.
Pretty funny. But the absolute pinnacle of this was that my grandfather had an affair with my grandmother's older sister.
No.
Okay,
this
is why
we started this podcast.
Yes, come on, tell us when, why, how.
Okay. Everything.
So she died recently, aged 103. Incredible.
Good for her. Good for her.
But her and my grandmother, as far as I could tell, had by this point completely forgotten about this incident. What's so funny about this? Is that the family treatment of it was simply for fuck's sake, and then it was never mentioned again. So basically,
guys,
this was around the time that my uncle was 21. So we're talking, I mean, he's in his 70s now, so like a long time ago. Yeah. Oh. And basically, my grandfather having an affair with my Aunt Dot. And it's my uncle's 21st birthday, and he told me the story when I was about 15 or 16. He's like, yeah, I'm having a piss at the urinal at the fucking social club or wherever they're having his 21st birthday, and he's like, my father comes and starts taking a piss at the urinal next to me, and he goes, your Aunt Dot and your Uncle Arthur aren't coming tonight. And I say, why is that? And then he goes, because your Uncle Arthur found out I'm having an affair with your Aunt Dot, and just walks out, just finishes piss and just leaves. And that was like the end of the discussion. Yeah, basically, this is the craziest part of the story. Imagine that. We've not gotten to the crazy bit yet.
Stop it!
This is how my grandmother found out that my grandfather was having an affair with her sister, because there was a woman who lived opposite my Aunt Dot, who I believe was called like Ethel or Edith, like real classic like grandma name, who had found out about this by just like through the kitchen window, and she phoned my nan to dob him in for the specific reason that she wanted to have an affair with my grandfather. And she
and
thought that it was
dope men after World War II.
Yeah. I told Pierre Novelli this story once and he was like, you must have had such a sexy grandfather.
Yeah, I want to know who's playing your grandpa in the film.
Yeah,
he's quiet, he's studious, but he's a shagger.
Yeah. Just
he
Brad
didn't
Pitt
want to play the piano in public, but he was like down to affair all over the place. I guess
he liked to work behind the scenes. He didn't do it for the glory.
Wow, she just really was like mad that that is an insane story.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, my grandma's stories are much more boring. Weirdly,
who were her lovers?
The main one I can remember was a guy called Dennis who like really smelled strongly of cigarettes.
Hell yeah.
And drove the same car that my grandfather drove.
She's got to die.
These guys.
Oh man, people in the early 90s, people who were adjacent to my grandmother loved a Renault Laguna. I'll tell you that. a white Renault Laguna that smelled of cigarettes with the cloth seats. Oh, babe.
Charlie gets it.
I get it. It checks out to me somehow. I don't know why.
I vividly remember being about 5 and Dennis driving me and my nan back to my house. I think that maybe they'd pick me up from school together.
The fact I cannot fathom how integrated these lovers were into. You were in the car of your grandma's.
Yeah, that's why they definitely lover. Were. And they said like they like knew about it with each other and then.
Yeah, yeah. My grandparents, they lived in the same house, but they led completely separate lives.
Wait, but she and Dennis would pick you up from school.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Not often. Like that's I wouldn't, so and funny. Also like Dennis kind of like, whereas Hilda stayed on the scene until she died, which was when I was like a teenager. Dennis kind of fell by the wayside. Maybe he died.
Did anyone from your family go to Hilda's funeral?
I think they may have done. You know, huh. I think. Damn. Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Because it's also weird because they're so old. So it's sort of like, it takes on a kind of sweet.
Yeah.
Like you're kind of like, it's not really, like, it's not like they're fucking. You know what I mean? It's like you're in your 80s. Like,
why it's, not?
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Wait, Dennis picked you up from school?
Yeah. And so I remember that do you know, like, sometimes when you're like, you're so young, you don't understand anything, but you also know that someone is a bullshit artist.
Yeah.
Like, despite being, like, fine.
Oh, my God. Okay, I remember distinctly. I have, like, a core memory of swimming in a swimming pool with one of my dad's friends, and he's like, I've just invested into a business. And I'm like, what's the business? And he's like, it's called an ego meter where we measure people's egos. And I'm like, this doesn't... This doesn't sound legit.
That's not real.
I think I was, like, 9, and I was like, something's off. I don't think this business is going anywhere.
Yeah, so yeah, he starts telling me that he was in the SAS.
What's the SAS?
The SAS is like the British Army Special Forces.
Special Army.
Not the Dutch airline. Okay.
No. The SAS is like, are you one of the top 200 psychos in Britain?
The Marines.
Can you run over a mountain? Like that kind of stuff.
Is it Marine vibes?
It's like it would be senior to the Marines in terms of like level.
Okay, better than the Marines.
But basically, it's
hardcore
like,
freaks.
Yeah,
was not in the SAS.
He was. this man did not swing through the windows of the Iranian embassy, holding the biggest fucking torch you've ever seen. He did not do that.
But he needed to tell you.
This man has never worn a gas mask. You know what I mean? But it was so weird because I didn't even know what the SAS was, but I knew he was not in it. which is such a crazy, but I vividly remember having this thought, just being like, nah.
This is just hot nonsense.
Nah, I could just tell from the type of acronym it was that it was something cool.
And it was fine.
And Dennis was.
Yeah. You have never been on Scandinavian Airlines. Don't
That's amazing. So a lot of grandparent goss.
Yeah.
God, the thing is, Gen Z don't fuck, right? There's research going into this. Mm. This is a fact that Gen Z aren't having as much sex. But you always sort of, I don't know. Obviously, every older generation feels prudish.
Yeah.
And then every younger generation feels more open-minded. But like,
I think it is
the way
now.
They fucked.
Oh, yeah.
The way they fucked.
Well, we've seen off Hitler. Yeah. Time to get down to LCU off. Yeah.
But also, if you thought the world was ending, you'd fuck in the streets, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Fountains? Yeah.
Well, there was a huge baby boom after the war.
That's why they're called boomers.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, they created the boomers. They were so horny, they accidentally created boomers.
I saw this stat, but I'm going to butcher it. But it was about how there were more boys born after the war. There was like a spike in the number of boys being born. And they did this study, which was like, well, why were more boys suddenly born in this period? And it's because apparently if you... bang on the earlier end of when you're ovulating, you're maybe statistically slightly more likely to have a boy. And people were banging so much all the time that they were getting pregnant as early as they could
in the cycle.
It wasn't like, oh, maybe at some point.
I've heard loads of boys are born in wartime, typically. And there's like a theory that it's like some like weird evolutionary thing where they know that like you'll need men.
Replenish
like
the
sort of
it's
weird...
going to take a while for those boys
yeah,
to get up to the front
lines. They're imagining like a medieval general style 30 years war. You know, or the war in Afghanistan, for example. We can do topical. We can do topical. Yeah, I was about to say, oh, well, my other grandfather is not as interesting. Actually, not true.
Please.
Go on.
This is dad's dad.
My dad's dad, an absolute piece of shit. Fred, appalling man. Born in 1912. One of the most unpleasant men I've ever met in my life. It's like very, like, you can see the effect. My dad's the second oldest of four brothers.
Okay.
And all of the brothers have reacted to being raised by Fred in different ways. My dad has sort of really reacted against being raised by Fred and was kind of very, like, kind of gentle.
Okay.
And then Phil, the second youngest brother, kind of similar to my dad. And then the youngest brother went crazy, ran away from home. We don't really know much about him. He's still alive. We know
Mystery
this.
One of my favorite things in life is, like, I drink because my dad drinks, or I don't drink because my dad drinks. And it's like... Yeah.
It could go either way.
Yeah, it could go either way. Mm. Both completely logical pathways, but completely opposite to each other. And so they're all reactions to their dad, but they're all completely different.
Daddy,
but they're all
issues.
Valid. Interesting.
So my grandfather was single for a long time because my grandmother died in, like, the, I want to say, like, the early 80s. She had some, like... freak brain disease that, like, no one gets. And then my dad was always like, I'm pretty sure that she was just sick of him. That's the only... He was like, she was a healthy woman. And then one day she just died. And he's like, she just must have hated him so much. And he's like, and with good reason. It was a great emblematic story about him. He, once my dad's oldest brother was going out to a party at some point in the 50s. He would have been, like, an older teenager.
The Hop.
Yeah, something like that. And okay. He was wearing, like, a suit and a skinny tie, which was the style at the time. Grandpa and my grandfather beckoned him over.
What is it, the 50s or the early 2000s?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, he was in the Klaxons. So, yeah. my grandfather beckons him over to the fire. And then he grabs the tie and cuts it off with a pair of scissors and throws it on the fire.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
No.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
That was his vibe.
That's
horrible. And even as, like, an old man, you were like... Because I was, like, a little kid and he was an old man, so he was, like, quite nice to me. But I was kind of like, yeah, your vibe is...
In a movie, this would be, in a fairy tale, this would be an element of world building to be, like, Cinderella.
Yeah.
Grew up.
So the story about my grandfather is that throughout his life, he was obsessed with being thought of to be, like, posh or well-to-do. But he was a working-class man from Tottenham who worked in a factory, right? And so he would do things like he would tell lies to my dad's friends. Like, he would tell the people that he had a car and stuff. But it was in the garage. It was, like, very, like, she goes to a different school.
Right. It's like, a white Renault.
Yeah. And then, like, when I was a kid, I can remember he would do stuff like he would wear a cravat and, like, a blazer
kind of.
And it's like, you live in a Pebble Dash house. Like, I don't understand. What is this about? Anyway, so after my grandmother died, he had this girlfriend who was genuinely posh, but she was, like, crazy. Like, I'm talking, like, schizophrenic level, like, mentally ill, this woman.
And very interesting. Who else in your family likes posh women who are crazy? I'm struggling to... Okay, sorry.
She tried to kill my grandfather on multiple occasions.
For the money?
Wait, for what?
There was no money.
She was like, this man's wearing a cravat.
The money he said was in the garage and goes to another school. Yeah, the money that goes to another school. Yeah.
No, she tried to kill him purely for love of the game. Like,
how did she try and kill him?
Once by burning the house down.
Multiple times tried?
Arson.
Oh, yeah. So one time my dad was actually round there and she was there. And then she was like, she came downstairs and she was like, oh, Freddie, I've done something quite silly.
No, and then no. He was like, oh, God, that's the creepiest thing I've ever
said. And then he was like, what? And then she was like, I've set your bedroom on fire.
What? No.
My granddad's like, oh, fuck off. Like, no, she hasn't. And then my dad's like, look, I'm just going to go and check. And then she had, like, fully started a fire in the wardrobe. Like, it was small enough to be put out, but, like, the wardrobe was on fire.
What? And then he didn't break up with her then?
Yeah, and then they discovered that she'd been poisoning him also.
And he still wouldn't break up with her. Honestly, anything you think you've done that's crazy, it's not crazy.
Why? Exactly. Well, if a man likes you, he won't get the ick.
If you wanted to, he would.
You can poison him. Exactly. Yeah.
That's...
If a man tells you chew weird, he just didn't fancy you enough.
Yeah. Wait, did he eventually die of natural causes or of Or being slowly poisoned over time.
Yeah, yeah, he lived to 93. He outlived all of his girlfriends, I'm pretty sure. Which is just testament to how difficult the man was to kill.
Yeah, he really must have been. He was like Rasputining it, because if she was trying poisoning and fire, who knows what else she was trying that he didn't even know about.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
can it be that hard to kill someone if you really went for it?
It's the thing is, it's like Phantom Thread, right? You want them constantly on the edge so they're dependent on you. That's the dream, right, guys?
Like a misery situation.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Like, I don't want him away, but I want him dependent on me completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you've got him hooked up to like the Chinese milking machine, like the Jordan Peterson video.
Did I tell you I watched Phantom Thread with my parents, and they just like roasted it relentlessly for the entire thing. I've never seen anything like it. They were watching it like it was the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Like they were, it's people's favorite film. Like multiple people have told
people
me it's their favorite
film. People say that it's
film.
Amazing. I think it's good. The entire time I was like, I don't think I get it, but I like it.
What is it about?
For me, it's about a woman slowly poisoning a man with mushrooms, but always bringing him back to life.
And she's the fact that you started what it's about with "for me" implies to me that this is quite a difficult film.
It's sort of like a beautiful, like hazy portrait of like a sort of relationship that is like a very toxic relationship.
Yeah, the power dynamic constantly shifts.
Yeah,
like,
an ever shifting dynamic. That's exactly it, isn't it? Okay. So who's in the right, who's in the wrong? Well, neither of them are in the right, maybe, but.
Because he like plucked her out of obscurity, and he's much older and much more powerful, but then she starts poisoning him slowly and then nursing him back to health every time he's poisoned, so like the balance constantly shifts.
Oh, okay.
But my parents were like pausing it and hysterically laughing because he ordered too many things for breakfast. They were like roasting it. They could not enjoy it at all.
Roasting the man's breakfast order is very funny.
Trying to show my parents films has become such a burdensome element of my life. I showed my mom, like, it ends in tears very often. A few years ago, I was like, was it called Klaus, that Christmas film? Did you see that? Honestly, it's cute. It's
okay,
on Netflix.
I love the idea that I'm thinking of what movies you're showing your parents, and it's the Netflix Christmas film Klaus.
Truly.
That you insisted on watching.
No, it was like Christmas Day, and I was like, I get it wrong. Every year people cry, they scream at me. Like, everyone is mad at me all the time for every film I choose ever. Anyway, I found this film, and I was like, holy shit, it's perfect. It's animated. It's like an easy Christmas film.
It's not Schindler's List again, Charlie.
Literally. It's like, I would never even, they'd probably prefer that.
You're like, some of it takes place at Christmas.
It was like the gentlest possible story. Secular. Like, lovely, lovely, lovely. I put
it on. A movie called Klaus is secular?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a sort of origin story of Santa. You know what I mean? It's like Santa's not religious.
Origin story. It's just origin. You know how I got this hat?
That is what it is. Yeah. And then my mum, two-thirds of the way through, she stops it and she
His
stands up.
His family were trampled by a reindeer.
She's like livid. She's like livid. And she's like, I'm not going to watch any more of this. And then I was like, what is the matter? And she just went, where are the elves?
She's a purist. She wants the canonical Santa experience.
Yeah. Oh, that's really funny. That's really funny. I have news for her. There's a movie that's just dedicated to elves.
Yeah.
It's called Elf.
I wouldn't even dare. I wouldn't dare put it on.
It's called The Phantom Thread. Florence Pugh is never Mrs. Claus.
My dad can't watch a historical film without thinking it's a documentary. Again, last time I saw him, a 15-minute fact check of the movie Napoleon right off the bat. Everything it got wrong. And then my mom with years just gets hornier and hornier. Like she watched Saltburn and she's like, that Jacob Elordi. She was just like licking her lips.
Oh yeah, my mom's so horny for One Day. Could not stop with One Day. Googling who he's going out with in real life.
Wait, I think we've talked about as if she has a chance. Wait. I think you've told the story in the
Can
podcast.
I poison this woman?
But you need to tell Milo.
She looks like she's got a weak constitution. Play Mushroom Foraging UK.
Wait, that you in jest asked her who was hotter, your dad or some actor, and she got really upset?
Oh.
It was Keanu Reeves.
No, once when I was a child, my mum like openly fancied Keanu Reeves so much when I was a child. We'd talk about Keanu Reeves constantly.
She was out of the closet.
She loved Keanu Reeves. And then once my brother and I were like, well, if you were standing on a beach and dad was at one end and Keanu Reeves was at the other, which way would you run? And my dad was obviously sitting right there. And then she like thought about it for ages. For ages, she was like genuinely struggling. And then in the end, she was like, I can't say.
I can't say.
Just say, Dad, he's here. He's here.
I can't say.
What would you do if you won the lottery? I'd give all the money to charity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come
That's
on.
The, yeah,
it's never going to happen.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring.
At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah. Paint a picture for us, please, of you as a child, Milo. It's hard to picture for me.
Yeah. It,
Were you always like this?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sad to report. I was a lot like this as a child. Always knew a lot of stuff, talked a lot.
Precocious.
Yeah. Precocious was definitely a vibe for me. I also looked a lot like this as a child.
Okay.
There was a brief period, like, in my sort of, between, 12 and 15, where I was, a bit chubby for a bit, and then just returned to this body state.
Just again. Stasis all
Did
the
Did you
way?
Always have, yeah. Adult interests and adult hobbies from a young age? Did you ever have... I'm having a hard time picturing you doing kid stuff.
I liked some kid stuff. I was, I guess I didn't really... I don't know, what would be a good... No, I was into kid stuff. I guess I was just always into stuff that was a bit older than the stuff that I should be into at the time, if you see what I mean. When I was a small kid, I would be reading books for older kids. Yeah. But it was still kid stuff, but right. I was very bored at school.
What interest did you share with each of your parents? What were your, were there any interests of theirs that you picked up, or were you very much your own interests?
God, I guess you sort of have to pick them up, don't you? I mean, my parents ran a fashion company, so I kind of like clothes a bit, but I'm not like a clothes guy, but I'm not like I'd still
you
take
know.
Some care.
You know.
Yeah. My dad was a real car guy,
yeah.
But also he is a car guy in exactly the same way that I'm a car guy, which is without knowing too much about cars.
It's not BMW or Mercedes. To you, it's convertible or not convertible.
It's
has roof.
My car's blue. It's cerulean. We love it. My dad would be like, it would be like taking care over what, like, I would say I know a medium amount about cars, but I do not physically touch the car. You know what I mean? If something is wrong with the car, there's a guy. And that was very much my dad.
You take it to Sydney Sweeney to fix.
That's right. Yeah.
She famously can fix cars.
Can she?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought no one could fix cars
She's like the ultimate male fantasy. She redid a Bronco.
When did she have time to fix
Sydney Sweeney
car?
Coming in wiping off her hands, being like, do you want to fuck? And I'm like, listen, love, I'd love to, but you're not finished with that sump. Listen, if that gets into the intake, that'll clog up. So get back out there. Look, there'll be time for a shag later. That's a Porsche 944. You've got it. You've got to watch that. Have you checked the brake fluid? Yeah.
So you like a car, like your dad?
Yeah. And my dad had very silly cars. A lot of he had a V12 Jaguar at one point. And crashed it into a bus. Yeah.
Oh my god!
My dad loved a car crash. Actually,
he a speeder or?
I think so. Yeah, I remember once when and my dad was always driving places at stupid o'clock because he was he'd be getting a flight to Hong Kong and he would always drive everywhere. So to the air, he would drive himself to the airport like a lunatic. I'm gonna park my car for 3 weeks.
Crazy.
And he would
you'd have to remortgage your house to do that.
Yeah, I've got to be in Manchester at 9 a.m. I'll just drive there at 4 a.m. like that.
Oof,
okay.
He loved those cars.
Yeah. And so I remember my dad had just bought a big Jaguar saloon car when I was 11 or something. And he was driving literally he buys the car the next day he's driving to the airport. He crashed the car into the central reservation on the way to the airport.
No! Oh
and,
my god.
And
gosh.
Was called my mum and she's like, fuck's sake, Keith. And then but then he was fine enough that he just carried on to the airport. He's like, oh, I'll just deal with it later. And so it was just like his like half total Jag just like in the airport.
Left
car
it in
park
parking for like 3 weeks. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stop it.
Yeah.
So what was he doing in Hong Kong? The fashion business?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
did
they
you ever go
have
with
an
him?
Office in Hong Kong. No, my sister got to go a bunch. I never got That's to so go. Cool. Which briefly made my sister into like an absolute terror in like an accidental way, but she was like that kid at school.
Oh, because, I'm sorry, I'm going to Hong Kong. I can't come to your birthday party.
Well, because it was like, you know how kids are just like completely guileless. So like, my parents for some reason sent us both to the same primary school that my mother had been to in Harlow in Essex. Which was, when my mum went to it, it was like the 60s, so this school, or like even the 50s, so this school was fine. By the time we went there, this was like the, is your dad in prison? Consider this school. Like, and so we were just like the most like out of place. We were like, I like books. Yeah, and basically my sister had one of those like what I did on my holiday assignment.
Oh no, oh yeah. No.
And so she did it about this like trip to Hong Kong. And then she said something along the lines of like, in first class you get canapes, but the other people don't get canapes.
In first class you get canapes.
To clarify, they're in first class because my dad used to fly so much they would always get upgraded. Because it was the old days. When
hey, one time when I was very, very small and I spoke early, I was a little baby, my parents said, Charlotte, what rhymes with car? And I said, minibar.
Yeah, my dad had one in his car. Charlie, gin.
So we did once have a car that had a car phone in it. Do you remember those?
Yeah, fuck, this is such a good picture. I wish I, maybe I could find it to show you. But there's a picture of, it's my mum sat in a Jaguar XJ that my dad had when I was born, like having just left the hospital, and she's like holding me in the passenger seat, and there's a car
the first
phone
car you've ever been in had a car phone and was a Jag.
Car phone in the shot. And my dad announced my birth from this car.
Oh my God, find it. We got to share it.
Oh my God,
it.
Wait, that's actually gorgeous. You can find it. Yeah, send it to us later.
Send it to put it up when we put this episode up. Okay, people can come and see it.
That's the cutest thing
I've
ever
heard. Wait, that's so funny.
Also, do you know that in the 80s in America, you could get fake car phones just for the status of it?
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
so it's
awesome.
Like not connected to anything.
I feel like I recall.
I want one now.
Yeah.
I want like.
You have one. It's
your
called
phone.
A mobile phone.
Yeah, no, but I want it so that like my phone connects to the Bluetooth in the car, but then there's like a car phone handset in the car that
you
rings.
Could get it out from.
Yeah, because you want to be a bully from an 80s film.
That's right.
You want to pop your collar.
If you, yeah, I looked at, I was toying with the idea of buying a classic car at one point, and I looked at the BMW 8 Series from the, which is kind of like a big sports coupe from the 90s.
I love how 90s is now classic cars. Fascinating.
Hell.
Yeah. Oh, man. There's 2000s cars that are technically classic at this point. It's bad.
Oh God,
it's
no.
rough.
No.
It's rough to
no.
be our age.
No.
And, yeah.
The classic Motorola Razr.
The car, my first car is now technically old enough to be a classic car.
No. No.
I think they say 20 years for a classic. So yeah, my oldest car, my first car was a 2003 Renault Clio. So
I'm nearly there.
You love a Renault.
I'm still driving the Toyota Ego that I learned to drive on in the 2006.
Nice.
Yeah, it was
sustainable.
Every year I'm like, there's no way
it's a Toyota. It will never break.
Yeah,
you will have to decide to kill it. Like that's the.
I'm not going
to
be able to.
Yeah.
I'm going to be stuck with it forever.
It's like one of those cats that, like, at some point we're going to have to put this down.
Yeah.
It won't actually break. Like, a Toyota will never, it will never fully give up.
It'll just, like, stagger along. All
It'll
right, whatever.
It'll cling on. It'll
Thank
get
you
some
so
leaks.
Much for a tour sponsor, Toyota.
It did last a long time. I'm pleased That's with right. it. And you can park it on the street, and I'm always like, please someone steal it. Then maybe I can have a new one.
Yeah, yeah. The BMW 8 Series, it has a car phone. And I was like, that would be sick.
Do you think it still works? It could get serviced?
I reckon it could. I reckon if you, because I think it was still a, like, it was like a SIM card type business.
Okay, so all you need to do is get a SIM card.
I do remember we had the car phone, but then after a certain point, the car phone didn't actually work because you had to pay like for the line or whatever it was. And my parents were not willing to actually do that. So it was like we had it for a bit and then it was just in the car and I would just play with it.
Honestly, I think we grew up in the sweet spot because we did watch Pimp My Ride.
Yeah.
And so things that now would just be on your phone, you would want in the car. You'd want a screen in the car.
Yeah, fish tank. Everyone's got that in their phone now.
Mini bar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of.
Mini bar. Yeah. Did your dad teach you to drive?
No, weirdly. Because my... This is another. My parents were like, would just get like weirdly get like a cob on about something. So like most of my friends had like their parents just let them
drive.
Is
a cob on a boner?
Sometimes, a lot of the time, my mom would have a boner. Anyway, so back to learning to drive. No, like having a cob on is like a having a strong like opinion emotion about something. Okay. Like just really like having like a bee in your bonnet.
Right, got it.
Yeah. And then so
the Russian version would be like having a potato that's gone off in a
stew.
You know what I mean?
You should have said so.
Gemorrhoid. In Russian, you have a hemorrhoid.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Oh my god, that's funny. That's literal. Sometimes they get it so right.
Are there any eccentric members of your family that you would like to tell us? Cousins, aunts, distant relatives. Do you have an idea of where historically your family comes from?
It's like it's all London. It's all the way down. I think my dad's like uncle was a band leader. Ooh. He was in one of those like ragtime bands
that was
on the radio. Like they would do like a Glenn Miller type thing.
Like Sinking on the Titanic.
Yeah. He was called Harry Edwards, and he had one of those bands that like people's grandmas would get railed to by visiting American
Harry
soldiers.
Harry Edwards and the Catan Boys.
Yeah.
Wait, that's amazing. I love that. So cute.
Wait, I'm gonna Google him. Is that okay?
Harry Edwards.
I've actually never Googled him.
Okay, let's.
I've never met him. I've never seen a picture of him. I mean, he was long dead by the time I was born. But, do I have any other eccentric members of my family?
Do you know stories of anyone from way back in history? How far back in time?
Yeah, not very far back at all. I mean, my grandma's family are like Angela's Ashes level, like parody poverty stuff, where it's just like, oh yeah, my father fell over in the snow on his way to work and died of pneumonia. like there were nine of us living in a chimney. It's like, it's very much like the Four Yorkshiremen sketch.
Yeah.
And my grandfather's family were like the sort of like the comfortable working class. Like, oh, we lived in an apartment. There were four of us. It was okay. My grandfather's dad on that side was a piano maker.
Aww, yeah, that's lovely.
Yeah,
my dad wanted me to clarify that my grandparents, my grandpa and his dad, were not carpenters. They were cabinet makers.
How's that different? It's a more specific thing within carpentry.
I think it's more specific and it's maybe a little bit fancier actually.
Wait, so carpenters turn wood into plywood, and then
I think carpenters could be doing anything. They could like be building parts of like infrastructure. They could like be, you know, they're doing like anything with wood. But a cabinet
they're just absolutely
slapping it out. But a cabinet maker would be like doing very detailed. Would be like constructing.
It's more like
a
intricate furniture stuff.
Okay,
cabinet maker. Whereas a carpenter could be like building the frame of a house
or singing. Loving you is easy.
Yeah, exactly.
It was not them. He was making cabinets.
Yeah. I think that was Minnie Riperton, wasn't it?
Wait, what? What
yeah,
are the
yeah, close to you.
Why do birds sign me up here?
That's not the Carpenters, is it?
Yeah, we harmonized that. That was beautiful.
I do think it's the Carpenters.
Yeah, that is the Carpenters. Yeah, but Loving You is Easy Because You're Beautiful, I think, is Minnie Riperton.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
I think so
yeah,
as
Yeah,
well.
You're probably correct.
And that's a crazy, that's high-pitched even for the Carpenters.
That was beautiful. You two really could get a thing going.
Yeah, it is Minnie Riperton. And then...
Thank you, I'm in a joke band.
I do.
You have a lovely voice.
Yeah, we have a fake Dutch synth pop band that we make parody songs
like
occasionally.
Oh, good.
There's nothing this man can't do.
Very talented.
In the tradition of Harry Edwards, you continued in the musical vein.
Yeah, we are quite a musical family. Not really. I mean, like a generation up. Like no one of my generation is musical, and my parents weren't. But my grandparents, so my dad's uncle was a band leader. My dad could play but then never did, and then my grandfather was very musical. My grandfather was probably the most musical.
Yeah, he was like impressively the piano, but hated to.
Yeah, but he was like one of those guys where you could like play him something and he could play it back to you straight
so
away.
Jealous.
Like that kind
that
of
is very cool.
He was wooing all the neighborhood gals by hearing a bit of their favorite song.
He was,
tinkling it away.
You know, Tinder back in the day was your wife's got a sister. You're hanging out.
Look, I like your general look and general vibe, but I don't want exactly this.
You
What's the closest to you?
2 years older.
What's a slightly milfier? Quite a bit older as well, because my grandma was, there were like nine of them, and my grandma, Dot was the oldest, and my grandma was one of the younger ones. So, I mean, she, She died last year and she was 103. And my grandma is 96.
Okay.
So she would have been 95 at the time. So that's what, eight years?
8, 9 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, I know that your granddad confessed.
Which when you're 30 is quite a lot.
Yeah.
Please, an older woman. Mm. Wow.
I know your granddad. Well, I'm here on TikTok. All of TikTok is my husband's having an affair with my mom. All of TikTok is that. The amount of time.
I'll be real. You're on a different TikTok to me.
Yeah, that's the corner of TikTok I've been on.
You're on MILF Talk. Yeah, baby. Yeah. I love that.
I know that you're.
Where are these mums I could be having an affair with? God, I would not be having an affair with my girlfriend's mom.
You heard it here first.
That would be. No.
That sounds like something a person who's having an affair with his girlfriend's mom would say.
No. My girlfriend's mom, the first time I met her, said to me within 30 seconds of us meeting, like fully like, hello, how are you? This is the next thing she says. It was, who do you think's more attractive, me or Annabelle?
Oh, pew, 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 pew.
And what did you say?
I was on like 4 hours sleep because we just got off a plane and I was like, I think I'm going to recuse myself from that particular debate. But it's also particularly funny because it's not like that. It's not that I have dated the kind of like the daughter where with the mum. It's like, oh, you two look the same. You two could be if I was 20 years older. But in their case, it's like Annabelle looks like her dad. Like her and her mum are two completely different genres.
So her dad's been asking you the question.
Yeah, what I'm hearing is I'm not interested in you, but exactly. Where's your husband?
Like, there isn't. He's aged well as John. But there's not a type of guy who's into both those women. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not.
All right.
Wait, yeah. I know that your granddad confessed to the affair at the urinal to some other man. Yeah. But I do think if you were going to tell a man that you're fucking his wife, you should do it at the urinal because his hands are busy.
And on that piece of advice.
Slap you on the face.
If we take away anything from today.
So he can see the tool you use.
Yeah. You show him first.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be his first question anyway. And you're sort of answering preemptively.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
That's why.
You want to be unsheathed at the time so he can see what he's competing with. It's only fair. Yeah.
Horrendous.
Well, is there anything you'd like to plug? Anything or anyone?
What wouldn't I like? Well. I am doing tour dates in Australia. Do you live in Australia?
Oh, yeah. Maybe, you might. Maybe. We do have Australian listeners. I think that's our second highest listenership.
Well, there you go. Yeah. I'm also going to be there.
The great nation of Australia. We're both going to be there.
That's nice.
Melbourne Comedy Festival and like every other major city in Australia. Don't ask me about Darwin. I said the words major city. But if you live in one of the... you know, be honest with yourself, if you live in Australia, you know if the city you live in is a major city or not. I'm doing like 6 cities, so think of what the top 6 are. Those are the ones that I'm doing.
And then ask yourself, is Darwin one of them?
Yeah. I'm doing Newcastle, New South Wales. We're not going lower than that. That's the bar. If where you live is a smaller population center than Newcastle, New South Wales, I'm sorry. Also, Olga and I have a podcast called Glue Factory.
Yeah, listen to Glue Factory.
Yeah, it's very fun. It's with Pian Velli and Riley. We have guests. It's a fun show. I do so many. I mean, I do 2 other podcasts called Trash Future and Master of Our Domain also.
I don't know how you do it.
But they're like my older children, so I don't plug them as much. Like Glue Factory is the youngest child.
Okay.
So is currently the favorite, you know, until he gets caught vaping in the school toilets or whatever.
Oh, can we play you our theme tune?
Oh, please do. Yeah.
Can we play it and get your live reaction? We'll have played it at the beginning of this episode.
This podcast was produced by Comedy Kerfuffle and Andrew White. The theme tune was composed by my ex-boyfriend, Ronan Shields.
All right, listen to this. It bangs.
It's giving Haunted Mansion.
It's got a very like CBBC.
That long tail.
The long tail is long.
The long tail.
I think he did a smashing job.
I think it's amazing. I told him that it's like it's family jewels where we want regal, we want royal, and he went baroque.
Thanks, Morticia.
Yeah.
Love to see him back on the keys.
I bullied him into it.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.